Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabein, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 43 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 43 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 86 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 43. In this question, the student is asked to create a line graph that shows the relationship between the number of days it takes Melinda to make hats and the number of hats she completes. The student has to title the graph, label the axes, and graph all the data. The student is then asked to determine how many hats Melinda will make in 14 days. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the data graphed correctly. The student is expected to provide a ray, but a line is acceptable as long as the line passes through the origin. The correct response also includes appropriate titles for the axes and the graph, and correct scales for each axis. Finally, the answer for how many hats Melinda will make in 14 days is 7 hats. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 88. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This response is complete and correct. The data is graphed correctly with a ray, the graph is titled, and the axes have appropriate labels. In addition, the scales for the axes are correct, and the correct answer of 7 hats is provided. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 2 response. This student has graphed the data correctly, labeled both axes, and provided the correct number of hats Melinda can make in 14 days. However, the graph is missing a title, and a line segment is drawn instead of a ray. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is another score point 2. In this response, the data is graphed correctly, and both the title and answer provided are correct. However, a line segment is provided in place of a ray, and the labels of the axes are reversed. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 2. The data is graphed correctly, and the labels of the axes and the answer are correct. However, the graph is missing a title, and the connection between the origin and the first point is missing. In addition, a line segment is provided instead of a ray. In the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1, a transcription error in the labeling results in the data being plotted incorrectly. The scale on the x-axis jumps from 8 to 12, which causes the error. This error leads to an incorrect but appropriate answer based on the student's graph. This response demonstrates that the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Let's review the sixth guide paper, which is another score point 1. The graph itself is incorrect, however, the correct answer of 7 hats is provided. In the seventh guide paper, which is the last score point 1, the graph is correctly titled and labeled, but it is flawed. The flaw in the student's graph shows that 2 hats are made each day. However, the flaw is followed through to an appropriate answer based on the student's graph. This response demonstrates a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. The eighth and last guide paper for this question is another score point zero. In this response, both the graphing and the answer provided are incorrect, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these eight papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 43, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the three-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 43. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set for this question is practice set 76. No correct information is provided, so this response receives a score point zero. Next is practice set 77. In this paper, although the student provides the correct answer, the graphing is incomplete and shows the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. This response receives a score point one. In practice set 78, the student has titled and labeled the graph correctly and provided the correct answer of seven hats. However, providing a line segment instead of a ray detracts from indicating that the student has a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this paper receives a score point two. Let's move on to practice set 79. Although the answer for the number of hats is correct, the graph's lack of labels, a title, and a correct scale demonstrate the student has no more than a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. This response only receives a score point one. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 80. In this response, the student has shown no understanding of graphing for the situation and has provided an incorrect answer. This response receives a score point zero. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.